This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for November 2014. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene...
The Northern California DX Foundation announces a major contribution to the January 2015 Navassa Island de-expedition.
Yes, that and more on this month's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. First up in tonight's broadcast, it's news from our NZART president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. As I'm sure you have seen or heard from Debbie by now, nominations for the positions of president and council of your association are being called for. We do have some vacancies to fill, and the days are running out. Nominations close on the 31st of December, and the voting papers will be in the January-February issue of Break-In. If you need a nomination form, you can download one from our website or give Debbie at headquarters a call. I'd be really pleased if we could get enough members to put their name forward so we could have an election in all the electoral districts, as well as for the position of president. Please give us some thought and consider offering your services if you're asked by your fellow amateurs. If you're not sure what's involved, please email me, zl1vh@nzart.org.nz, and I'll be happy to send you some information. Remits are another matter branches should consider at this time of year. By the time you hear this, I realise that for many clubs, the formal meetings are over and the last meeting of the year will be some form of Christmas social. However, can I encourage you to give some thought to ideas and ways we can improve our association? If you have any such suggestions, please put them in the form of a remit and send it into Debbie at headquarters before the 31st of December. Remits are the best method for bringing new ideas to our association's annual general meeting. They're your opportunity to influence the future direction of amateur radio in New Zealand. Warren Harris at L2AJ has found that his workload of employment and study has proved to be too great and has resigned from council. We're sorry to see Warren go, and his departure leaves a vacancy on council for the Central District. Council are seeking expressions of interest from people who would like to be considered for this vacancy. Again, if you'd like to know more about this, feel free to email me, zl1vh@nzart.org.nz. My thanks to all those of you who have made a donation to help with the cost of sending a representative to the World Radio Conference in Geneva next year. Your generosity is greatly appreciated. I've received some questions about the budget of $15,000 for this activity. The $15,000 was only an estimate to allow us to plan next year's overall expenditure, and I can report that we've managed to refine the budget somewhat. It's currently down to $12,600, and we should come in under that. So thanks again, all of you who have made a contribution towards the cost. Finally, a reminder that Hamilton is the venue for our 2015 annual general meeting, and this will be held as usual over Queen's Birthday weekend. Accommodation in Hamilton is a little bit tight, as there is another major sporting event occurring over Queen's Birthday weekend. So if you're planning on attending, have a look now at the available accommodation. More details on the conference, accommodation and travel will be in an upcoming issue of Break-In. Thanks for listening, everyone, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan. The president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. A reminder tonight that the Jock Whitefield Day in 2015 will be held on Saturday, the 28th of February, and Sunday, the 1st of March. Now, there's many ways to participate, from the large branch efforts to single operator and home station. Antennas can be raised from noon on the Saturday, and operating commences at 1500 on 80 and 40 metres, finishing at 2400 on the Saturday. It restarts at 600 hours on Sunday, finishing at 1500 hours. For the full rules, please check the contest page of the NZART website, and remember, the Field Day Manager welcomes any inquiries at clearandstewart@extra.co.nz. That's clearandstewart@extra.co.nz. That information from Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, the Field Day Manager. To news from NZRT headquarters, and it's to Upper Hutt we go and say a very good evening and welcome to NZRT's Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. In the last issue of HQ InfoLine, I urgently call for nominations for President and Council for the upcoming elections. The closing date for these is the 31st of December, so while you are all gathering for your Christmas functions, either put your name forward or nominate someone in your branch who you feel could serve you well on council for your association. While it may cost a little to hold an election, it is only nominal compared to the wealth it will bring to secure the future of amateur radio in New Zealand. The closing date for remits is also the 31st of December, so please make sure you have these either posted or emailed to me before then. I am pleased to advise that hopefully within a couple of weeks, I will have a new styled, dual-branded cap. The cap has been sponsored by ICOM and includes the NZART logo. It is a very smart red and black style. So if you are thinking of what to buy your OM or XYL for Christmas, this could be the answer. The cost is only $15, so be in quick as stocks are limited. I have submitted the names of all those branches who have identified they wish to be included in the NZART Public Liability Insurance ZL1VH has previously talked about. This cover is only for NZART members who meet regularly at a branch. The policy provides cover for third-party damage only, that is, should damage be caused to the building or property during or after a meeting of NZART members, it will not fall back on the branch to repair or replace the said club rooms. Those branches who have asked to be included will receive a policy document and a letter from me advising the cost to the branch. NZART will pay a percentage, with branches being asked to pay between $60 and $100. However, this amount is yet to be confirmed by council. This public liability cover is not to be confused with the existing one currently held by NZART on repeater sites. Finally, I am pleased to advise that donations received to date for Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, to attend WARC 2015 has just ticked over $6,200. Well done, everyone. We still have a way to go, but every little bit helps. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. And to VHF Field Day Contest information from Stephen Heyman, ZL1TPH. The next contest, all bands 6 metres and above, will be held on Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th of December 2014. For all contests, the operating periods are 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Saturday and 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Sunday, New Zealand local time. The contest rules are available on the NZART website. All contest logs should be sent to arrive within 2 weeks to VHF Contest at nzart.org.nz, or you can mail them to Contest Manager, P.O. Box 10138, Dominion Road, Auckland 1446. So that's the VHF Field Day Contest on the 6th and 7th of December. For a look now at international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
In DX Upfront, the Northern California DX Foundation has announced a major contribution of $35,000 to the K1N Navassa Island D Expedition planned for January of 2015. Navassa is an environmentally fragile area which, since 1996, has had access strictly controlled by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. As such, no de-expedition has been approved since that time. This, in turn, has made it the number one most sought-after entity on Clublog's 2014 Most Wanted list. The KP15 project has been working for over 12 years to obtain permission to operate from Navassa. There are strict limitations to the number of visitors and the time allowable on the island. Planners say that access has been granted for 2 weeks in January, as that month has the least bird nesting. However, January weather makes access by sea all but impossible. For safety, the Fish and Wildlife Service requires a helicopter landing for all personnel and equipment, raising the cost of the operation considerably. Details of the de-expedition are at www.navassadx.com. A post on the RSGB EMC committee forum acknowledges that the group is carrying out an investigation of the significance of interference to amateur radio from leakage from VDSL systems. VDSL is an acronym for Very High Speed Digital Subscriber Lines, which transmit data in the 13 to 55 megabytes per second range over short distances between 1,000 and 4,500 feet of twisted pair copper wire. According to committee member Robin Page Jones, G3JWI, the emissions from VDSL are continuous and can be indistinguishable from white noise. As such, they may go unnoticed for some time. Most problems are seen when the connection to houses in the area is by overhead cables. The band that is affected the most depends on distance of the house or business from the street VDSL cabinet. Ham radio has returned to the International Space Station, this with the arrival of European Space Agency astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti, IZ1UDF, after a 5-hour and 45-minute trip that began at the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. Cristoforetti made the trip along with United States astronaut Terry Virts and Russian cosmonaut Anton Shlapkarov. The three new arrivals were welcomed to the orbiting outpost by Commander Barry Wilmore, along with cosmonauts Yelena Serova and Alexander Sanmokachev. Virts, Shlapkarov, and Cristoforetti will remain aboard the station until mid-May. The current crew is slated to return to Earth in early March. Two Japanese amateur radio satellites will be headed into space, but there won't be a Mode J SSB or Morse transponder on board either of them after all. As reported last week, Japan's Shenyun 2 was slated to carry a ham radio transponder with a lower sideband uplink between 145.940 to 145.960 MHz and a UHF downlink from 435.280 to 435.260 MHz on upper sideband. Shortly after we went to air, word arrived that the transponder had been scrapped. No reason for the decision to not carry the transponder was given, but speculation was that it had to do with the amount of power that it would require to operate. While the satellites will still ride into space with the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency's asteroid mission, one will carry a CW beacon on 437.505 MHz and WSJT telemetry on 437.385 MHz. The second satellite will have a CW beacon at 437.325 MHz. With a November 29th scheduled launch date, the two birds could be on orbit by the time you hear this newscast. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Skeeter Nash in 5ASH, wishing listeners in the United States a belated Happy Thanksgiving. And to all of you worldwide, 7-3, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2014, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Linux, like ham radio, has a strong community with many amateurs active in both worlds. And tonight, thanks to information provided by Mark ZL1VMF, it's announced that LCA, the annual Linux and Open Source Conference, is coming to Auckland for the first time in January 2015. The week-long event kicks off with 2 days of mini-conf's, less formal, more specialist subjects, dealt with in a friendly and hands-on manner. The conference week activities include an open radio mini-conf. Here's Kim Horton, VK5FJ, with the details.
In early January, I'll be kicking off the second one-day open radio mini-conf in Auckland. It's about exploring the hardware in a software-defined radio. It's about understanding the software used in your software-defined radio. It's also about exploring the protocols used over the air. We'll start off with a build-a-thon and add a little theory along the way. We're using an established SDR design reworked by Mark VK5QI and Codec 2 author David VK5DGR. We will cover the hows and whys of SDR and look at encoding and decoding some old and new modes. Later in the day, we'll have sessions for short talks on these topics, each around 10 to 15 minutes. So if you're interested in presenting, please send an email to vk5fj@wia.org.au. 7-3 from Kim, VK5FJ.
Thanks, Kim. LCA is a large technical conference with anywhere from 5 to 700 delegates. It runs on a non-profit basis, making it extremely competitive. Heavy discounts are available to those attending on a non-professional basis or for students with current ID. LCA 2015 will be held at the University of Auckland from January 12th through 17th. For further information, refer to the website linux.conf.au or drop a line to Mark at kiwiradio.org.nz. mark@kiwiradio.org.nz. Submissions to speak at the Open Radio MiniConf must be received by Kim VK5FJ no later than the 14th of December. With Linux and amateur radio coming together, this is a great opportunity to network with like-minded people and hopefully spark an interest in amateur radio amongst other attendees. And thanks to Mark Foster, ZL1VMF, for that LCA 2015 information. Now on the broadcast, we head to Wara News, and it's time to say good evening and welcome to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everybody. Reports from Wales who attended the Australian ALARA meet at Nelson Bay, New South Wales, indicate they all had a very good time over there, and the Aussie hospitality was genuine and generous. The Wara Bulletin should be emailed to members very soon, and we'll be able to see photos and read all about the meet for ourselves. I had hoped to bring you tonight some results from the Australian ALARA contest, but haven't been able to find those out, so I'm sorry about that. Our members seem to be busy with holiday and Christmas preparation, and there's not much amateur radio activity to report on this month. But please note on your 2015 calendar, if you have one, the dates of the 11th and 12th of April for Wara's Thelma Super Contest. Some of you might like to know about YL Nets on VHF, which operate in various areas of the country. In the Auckland area, YLs have a net on Sunday nights on the 146-900 repeater at 1900 hours. On weekdays, a YL group also uses the 146-900 repeater at 1900 hours. This repeater can be accessed over a wide area from the Waikato through to north of Auckland and across to Thames. In the Nelson area, there's the NAGS net for YLs held on Wednesday nights at 1930 hours on the 147025 repeater. Do check in if you're passing through these areas during the holidays. That's all from Wara for November. Good night all.
Reporting for Wara, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's time for Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from the Western Suburbs Radio Club, where the Christmas dinner will be held at the New Lynn RSA on Wednesday the 17th of December, starting from 6 p.m. All members and their partners are welcome. The Franklin Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 10, has its annual dinner on Friday the 5th of December at the Papakura Club on Crosscurry Road in Papakura, starting from 6:30 p.m. Napier Branch 25 has its final club meeting for the year on Wednesday the 3rd of December, starting 7:30 p.m. at the clubrooms at 123 Latham Street in Napier. Lee ZL2AL will be the speaker. On Thursday the 11th of December, Motueka Branch 24 will have its Christmas dinner at the Motueka RSA. Look to your local branch for details. Hutt Valley Branch 18 has its annual Beano on Friday the December the 5th, starting from 6 p.m. at the clubrooms at the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo. The Wellington Amateur Radio Club Branch 50 NZART has a Christmas dinner at Evans Bay Yacht and Motorboat Club on Wednesday the 3rd of December, starting from 7 p.m. From Ragchu, newsletter of Branch 68 NZART. December the 11th is the general meeting starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Woodend Youth Centre. Calvin ZL3KB will talk on the real future of unmanned aerial vehicles. And there's a Christmas barbecue on Saturday the 13th at midday. Christchurch Branch 05 has its annual general meeting on Wednesday the 3rd of December, starting 7:30pm at the club rooms on 5 Idris Road. And finally, Christchurch West, Branch 56 NZART, has a free and easy meeting on Wednesday, December the 10th, and the Christmas party on Tuesday, the 23rd of December. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters InfoLine will be emailed next Friday, the 5th of December. Remember, you can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters on the NZART webpage, and that's at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 21st of December. That's the Sunday before Christmas, the 21st of December. Until then, this is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for November 2014. Good night, everyone. Good night now.